Previously on 253 Matilda.
This world is coming to an end.
Out! All of you, get out! I don't want to see you until...
You're developing dementia.
I don't want word of this getting out. Last thing I need is for them to think I'm weak right now.
We've got the perfect planet coming up. No contest.
What's that?
Earth.
Earth is mystery. An alien planet now. One with an epic history to unravel that'll lead us back to ourselves.
It's our last mission. Our last glory.
Then I take it you're leaning toward the married couple.
It'd be more apt.
And then you've got these doomers. The cultists.
We have a purpose here. We must fulfill
Doomer
it.
Creeps.
We need absolution.
I'm not actually Larissa Flint. I'm Larissa's twin sister. Her clone. You can call me Eckert. This life, this world where I'm a ludicrous accident stuck in somebody else's life, I want this to end. I want Larissa to die. I want Stone to die. I want all of you to die.
Thank you, Eckert.
A bomb?
I can get access so we can plant it on level 4.
It'll show them we won't stand by idly watching them rebuild.
I think it may be an explosive device. Out! Get out of the room! Now!
And now.
We were lucky to discover the bomb. That's why only Anton and I were hurt.
If Chief Davis hadn't recognized it and had me order immediate evacuation, I doubt everyone would have made it out before the air was gone.
Do you think were they trying to kill you?
Working out the motivations of Doomers isn't really our area, Mayor.
Wait, do we know it was Doomers?
Who else would it be?
Oh, well, Davis, when do you think you can have it fixed?
Mayor, these two aren't going back on duty for at least a week. They need to heal.
We, somebody else, can close up the hole in a couple days. You better talk to the people who are actually out there instead of in bed. But I've been told nothing outside that one room was damaged.
So we can just close that room and do the level 4 reopening ceremony soon?
Surely you won't want to consider repopulating until after Detective C. Tang finishes her investigation.
Mayor, given what happened, we shouldn't repopulate until we've got air on level 3, so it's harder to breach to a vacuum.
You think it might happen again?
Don't you?
This wasn't an accident, it was intentional.
We've been through this. I literally saw the bomb.
Do you think they were trying to kill you?
Excuse me, Mayor. I have an appointment to get to.
Oh? Okay.
These two should get some sleep now.
QuietPlease.org presents 253 Matilda. After leaving the solar system in the 22nd century, the asteroid 253 Matilda now travels the galaxy at near light speed. For her residents, the journey has been 134 years. For the rest of the galaxy, it's been hundreds of thousands of years. Episode 26, The Twin Paradox.
Marissa, what can I do for you?
It's about my sister again.
You know, there are patient confidentiality rules.
I think I just need to vent.
Vent away.
During those memory lapses, she becomes so different, so cold, so distant, like I'm looking at a stranger. First few times I thought I might be imagining it, but it's a pattern. So now I know when she's having one of those episodes before she does. Sometimes she has that little bit of nausea too, sometimes not.
Why haven't you brought her to me during one of her episodes?
because like I said, she's a stranger and I can't get through to her. And she usually walks out and I don't see her again until she's herself again and wondering where the time went.
Still...
You're right. Next time I'll call security if I have to. But the lapses seem to have subsided the last few days.
That's good news.
I'm not so sure.
Huh?
Because ever since the lapses subsided, she's been a mess.
How?
She seems to be sleeping as long as ever, but she doesn't feel rested in the mornings. Each of the past few mornings, she's woken up seeming more tired than when she went to bed.
Any idea why?
She says her nightmares have gotten more intense.
I think this is all more Dr. Peters' area than mine. I wish I could listen more, but if you'll excuse me, there's a section chief's meeting I've got to get to. Actually, you should be heading there too, Chief Flint.
Chiefs, we've got a serious problem on our hands. The Doomers have changed their weapon of choice from words to bombs. How we react now will decide the future of our world.
I have to agree. We need some inspired leadership.
Unfortunately, Mayor Peters doesn't know what he's saying half the time, and he's getting worse every day. Don't tell him I told you, but if anybody hasn't figured it out yet, he has dementia. He just froze up and went blank while interviewing the mission candidates, and he's always repeating himself.
The Doomers have been capitalizing on the mayor's weakness. I'd estimate their followers have tripled in the month and a half he's been in office.
People are worried, they're scared. Everybody can feel we're at a critical juncture. The mayor doesn't have a coherent narrative to offer them, and the Doomers do.
There must be somebody neutral we can agree on as a new acting mayor. How about Dr. Singh?
I don't have the time or patience for politics. Leave me out of this.
Why not just hold the election we promised? We could do it real quick.
We did a fast one 40 years ago when Renata Matombo was elected after her father resigned.
Really, it boils down to how much campaign time we need to fairly judge our candidates.
Everybody in our world knows everybody else. I don't think we need to wait for voters to get to know the candidates.
So how quickly are you suggesting, Eva?
We can't afford to let this situation go on like this. We could hold the election tomorrow.
You feel you're the default candidate and the snap election will limit chances for a strong opponent to emerge. And you're desperate to take over before the mission launches, so you can cancel it.
You should see Dr. Peters about your paranoia, Chief Lawrence.
There you all are.
Mayor.
What's going on? Why are the section chiefs meeting without me?
Mayor, you can't just keep carrying on as if nothing has changed. Things can't be as they were.
So you're all conspiring behind my back? Chief Lawrence, you begged me to take this job. This is how you repay me? And you, Eva. Eva, you? It too, Brute?
We're just trying to accelerate the election you wanted.
The one you wanted me to organize. And you're doing it behind my back?
We didn't want to bother you.
You need your rest, Mayor.
I've been expecting the two of you. Welcome.
Father, you've talked with so many people just before they left our world.
24 who left the way you two are leaving, and probably close to 100 who passed on to the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler returns.
All of our explorers also went to undiscovered countries from which return was an impossibility, so I don't think you've actually distinguished the two scenarios.
Well, they have managed to send us transmissions, and that's more than I can say for our dead. But I think your wife had a question for me.
I want to know how they felt, the ones whose footsteps were following.
Should they all have felt the same?
Their situations were the same. That should make their feelings the same.
Oh?
There must have been commonalities, at least.
Sorry, she gets like this sometimes.
I suppose they all seemed worried. A bit somber.
Afraid?
Maybe. Or maybe more of a natural hesitancy about leaving everyone and everything they'd ever known behind them.
I see.
But I don't sense that from either of you.
Our circumstances are different.
How?
We're going to our ancestral planet, reclaiming what we've all left behind us. And we're taking each other along.
I see. Do you have a sacrifice?
I brought this necklace. It was made on Earth in 2033.
And I brought my old Gen 2 holoprojector. Won't be needing it anymore, and it doesn't seem to have much salvage value. Feels appropriate to burn it.
Salish, what brings you to my work?
We got a few minutes, Tam.
20 before my next appointment.
Well, I'm not sure if I need you to be my husband or my therapist. Either way, I need to talk.
Sit down. Are you feeling tired and confused? Any other dementia symptoms? Maybe Dr. Singh can adjust your meds.
I don't need more meds. It's this job.
Not as easy as it was 20 years ago, is it?
They're outright conspiring against me behind my back now, Tam. It's not paranoia. I caught them. Sometimes they yell at me. I mean, outright yell.
You're not the only one in pain right now, Salish.
What?
And for a lot of people, you're the symbol and constant stinging reminder of their deepest wound.
I am?
For you, Mayor Hu was just your fourth mayor. For a lot of people, he's the only mayor they can remember. You worked with him briefly during the transition, but then you were retired and barely saw him for 20 years. His death didn't really matter to you.
That's not true.
You didn't feel it the way others did, like Eva Hernandez. Do you realize how close she and Mayor Hu became? And now you're sitting in his chair all day, giving her instructions when she feels like she should have been his successor. Is it any wonder if she resents you?
Well...
And all the section chiefs, they miss Mayor Hu. They're trying to process the loss, trying to mourn, but they haven't had a chance because they've been in crisis mode. Most people knew somebody else who died that day too, and then the loss of Chief Tojo right after. It's been blow after blow.
I understand that. It affects me too.
But let's be honest, Salish. None of the people we lost have been at the top of your mind. Not just because you didn't know them as well, but because you learned about your own condition and you've been trying to process that.
Admittedly, my own impending death has kind of moved the deaths of others to the background.
You're in pain, but people don't know that, and they don't see you sharing their pain. They see you pushing ahead with this mission to Earth and telling them how inspirational it is, while they feel empty inside.
So you think we shouldn't go?
I didn't say that. I agree with the Earth mission. I think most of the chiefs agree with it too, but they can't feel the same way about it as you do. For you, it's the feather in your cap, the culmination of your life's work.
The last great thing I get to oversee before I die.
Exactly. For you, the Earth mission is your legacy, the thing that makes it easier to cope with your terminal illness. But for most of our people, it's in the middle of their lives. It's the last exploration they get to participate in, but they feel sad about that and scared. Scared for the future, for their children's future, and you're not speaking to them. Not in their emotional language.
Maybe I wasn't the right choice for this job.
Maybe nobody was, except for Mayor Hu.
Detective, what can I do for you?
Hi. Is Larissa home? I need to speak with her.
Right over there on the couch. Well, come in.
Detective?
Larissa, I need to ask you a few questions.
Sure, happy to help.
Where were you at 3 o'clock yesterday morning?
We're day shift, so I was asleep. Having more nightmares, I think.
Marissa, can you confirm that?
Well, I was asleep too. But I can tell you she went to bed at her usual time, and I got up before she did this morning. What's this about?
Well, I suppose you should know. Larissa, your access code was used by the people who planted the bomb. They used your code to access level 4 and disable the cameras.
Damn, I wonder how they got that.
But the code shouldn't have been enough. What about the biometric layer? The computer wouldn't accept a code that doesn't match the biometrics.
Biometric scanners might be fooled or bypassed by someone clever enough. That's why we require both layers.
Have you tried tracing nearby cameras to see if they show one of the Doomers traveling to or from the scene of the crime?
Yes, I do know how to do my job. Unfortunately, they took out the cameras worldwide for 15 minutes. Just looked like a system bug at the time.
Zainab?
Yes, Mayor?
Just call me Salish. You're about to leave my jurisdiction, and I guess I'm not going to be mayor long. Much longer, anyway. Before you go, I wanted to give you this.
An old book?
Gravitation.
An original. 20th century. What year was it?
1973. A bit yellowed. Few page tears, but looking pretty good for 268 years old.
So what's the story behind it? Why do you want us to take it?
It's because, Commander Peters. My great-grandfather, Commander Peters. He gave it to me for my 10th birthday. That was just before he died. Could hardly understand a word. Just gobbledygook to me at that age. But it inspired. Inspired me to keep learning till I could make sense of it, follow the math. Probably what made me the kind of engineer I am. Was.
But Mayor, Salish, why would you give us something so precious to you? It belongs with you and your family.
It came from Earth, it should return to Earth. I'd have passed it on to my children. Someday, an inheritance, But Anniket and Judy were taken. Taken in the invasion. Taken back to Earth by those aliens who fancy themselves the Galactic Police. So I'd consider it, consider it a favor if you take the book with you. Take it to the eternal resting place of my children. Their children. Hopefully many more generations.
We'd be honored.
Now you better get going. Don't want the ship to take off without you.
It's hard to believe this is really it. Our very last minutes on the only world we've ever known.
We're about to pass on to a better world and join the spirits of our ancestors. Regardless of whether this ship blows up on launch or not.
Don't joke about that. It's bad luck.
Congratulations, you two. I only wish I could go with you.
You'll be with us in spirit.
We'll try to send you a signal when we get there.
We're going so fast now, I think it'll be at least 10 years for us before we can receive your message.
Which would make it, another couple hundred thousand for us on Earth to hear your reply?
Don't wait up for it.
The Chief, he may be around then, 10 years to hear. No chance for me.
Well, you may live a lot longer than us, since you'll pass 100 Earth years in a week your time.
Requesting permission to depart before this conversation gets any more morbid, Mayor.
Granted. Godspeed.
I am the only candidate for Mayor. Who can help you all face the end with dignity. All of them will peddle you the lie that things can go on as they were. I tell you the truth, that this world is ending, and I offer you the choice to be happy and embrace it. My first action as mayor will be to stop repairs to the damaged levels. My second action will be to eliminate all food rationing. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die.
Thank you, Ms. Patel. Our next candidate statement will be from Astronomy Chief Lawrence.
I believe in looking outward for our inspiration. We're a world of explorers. The era of sending our envoys to alien planets ended when Mateo and Zainab Juma launched for Earth, but our journey is only beginning. Our engines are no longer running to keep our course curved within our galaxy, so we've started to fly off at a tangent into the intergalactic void. What are we going to learn about this new region of our universe? And what will we discover when we become the first people to see our Milky Way galaxy from the outside? I believe some of our most exciting science is still ahead of us. We need a mayor who values that, a mayor who'll keep us looking outward instead of turning inward on ourselves.
Finally, let's hear from candidate Eva Hernandez.
We don't need big ideas. That era is over and done. What we need is stable, competent management, an experienced leader who can restore order and get everything running smoothly. I've been working in the mayor's office for 20 years, and I know how to get things done. I just need your authorization. Our final generation has been born, so it's time to plan and allocate for their needs over the next century. Things will change, their lives won't always be as easy, but we can give them a good shot to enjoy their lives to the very end. My administration will be the first step in this careful process of making sure our children have a future they can look forward to, one where they'll be able to maintain systems and keep themselves fed as our population dwindles. There's no time to lose.
That's rich. Eva Hernandez presenting herself as the picture of stability and reliability.
And what do you mean by that?
Most everybody knows your story. The outbursts, the weeks you wouldn't report for work, the bipolar diagnosis.
I've had that under control with medication for decades, and it's deeply inappropriate for you to make it a campaign issue.
You don't sound calm and stable and composed right now, Eva. The mayor has to keep their cool.
Let's please turn the discussion to the issues facing our world.
Lambert, can you direct me to Chief Stone?
He's in his office, over there.
You've been helpful.
I aim to please.
Larissa, what can I do for you?
There's no fixing what you already did for me 42 years ago.
Huh?
Stand up slowly, keep your hands where I can see them, and move away from the desk.
Larissa, what are you doing with that knife?
It's not just a knife. It's a very special kind of knife. You, of all people, should recognize it.
A scalpel?
Just like the one you used to murder me. Fitting, isn't it? I do like to get these details just right so I can savor my moment of revenge.
What's wrong with you, Larissa? What did I ever do to you, huh?
I'm not Larissa, you old idiot. I'm Eckert. The clone of Larissa you created 42 years ago, the person you brought to life solely to destroy and harvest. I suppose that makes you my father in a way.
What? You mean two minds in one body? But you had no experiences. Your brain tissue should have fully integrated.
Guess you're not quite the genius you think you are.
You're not really gonna...
I am.
It was nothing personal. I was trying to save a life.
I'm gonna slice your wrinkled old body from end to end. And we'll see how the great Dr. Stone enjoys a dose of his own medicine.
Stay back! Get away from me!
Thank you.
You've been listening to 253 Matilda, Episode 26, The Twin Paradox. Created, written, produced, and directed by Paul Neerham. Salish Peters is David Loftus. Dr. Tam Peters is Ahmad A.J. Judah. Eva Hernandez is Lindsay White. Astronomy Chief Lawrence is James Lorenz. Communications Chief Marissa Flint is Virginia Hargrove. Larissa Flint is Lindsay Townsend. Mateo Juma is Richard N. Zainab Juma is Rue Ryder. Dr. Singh is Loretta Chang. Detective Aranya Sitang is Sova Rain. Father Kim is David Nagel. Ravi Davis is Ed Shaleda. The Doomer Priest is Kirsten Greenfield. Stone is John Gaunce. Henry Amadi is Steve Azetta. Anton is Briar Rogers. Lambert was Walter Mack. The announcer is Aaron Summonsby. Sound effects and music courtesy freesound.org, asoundeffect.com, freepd.com, and audionautics.com. This program is licensed for free reuse and redistribution. Hear more episodes at quietplease.org/253.